You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Now, when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Here ends the reading. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew reminds us that violence has afflicted God's kingdom and people, at least since John the Baptist. And if you remember your Old Testament history, violence was present since just after God spoke and man was created. These words today bring to mind the violence we have seen recently in the U.S. as protests became violent. Attacks have taken place in France and Canada, and news reports bring violence into our homes. Often these acts are claimed to have been done in the name of justice and the rioting in America, but also in the name of religion at times. Is this what Jesus was about? While Jesus speaks of his presence bringing at times division, does he intend violence? In our reading today, John and his disciples are wrestling with who Jesus is. Are you he who is to come, the Messiah, or should we look for another? Jesus wants to be known by his deeds. "Tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them." These are the works of Jesus, Son of God. This is why Jesus came, not for violence or destruction, but to bring sight to the blind, to heal the lame, to raise up the dead, and to preach good news. This is who Jesus is. He is the Prince of Peace and Lord of Love, come down from heaven because God so loved the world. Not to condemn the world, but that the world, that the whole world, that every person might be saved through him. If only those who have ears to hear would listen and hear. the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord God, open every ear to hear Jesus' message of healing and love. Amen. A suggested Advent action today: light a candle today as a reminder that we wait for the Prince of Peace and the light of the world.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.